Welcome to Jack of All Trades, how to master all sorts of skills in a short amount of time and be a modern Renaissance person. By and presented with narration from the Instant Series. To check us out, be sure to go to instantseries.com. Section 1. Meet Mr. or Ms. Jack of All Trades, your new wild ace in the hole. The Pursuit of Life, Truth, and Knowledge. Leonardo da Vinci said, "The natural desire of good men is knowledge." Want to hear a sad sob story about life and education? You can expect around 80 years of living it up and then follow an infinity of nothing. But let's be frank. You won't be learning the mysteries of the universe when you're a teenager or when you're bedridden. Assuming you start actively seeking knowledge around age 20 and decide to intellectually retire at 70, you have around 50 years to pack as much of the universe into your brain as you can. 50 years sounds like an ample amount of time, until you stop to consider the sheer amount of information floating around the cosmos. Everything from the names of constellations to how to play guitar. Do you have a thirst to know everything? When it comes to fully mastering any skill, such as playing the piano, going pro in golf, or even knowing how to act in various social situations, the general consensus of most experts is that 10,000 hours are required. That's equivalent to about 417 days per skill. Since it's physically impossible to pull something like that off, let's say that you spend 4 hours a day on your chosen skill. This translates to 7 years' worth of work for one skill. So you can expect to master 7 skills in your lifetime, around 49 years. Obviously, there are variables of cards at play here. You might be a child prodigy. You might live to be 120 years old, or you might possess enough talent that the 10,000 hours generalization just doesn't apply. Still, these possibilities are the outliers. What you need to realize right now is that you can't just rest on your laurels for 30 years and then suddenly decide to make something of yourself when you hit midlife crisis. If you've already bought the little red sports car and hired someone half your age to wash it suggestively, never fear. You can still be a Renaissance man or woman. The Last Polymath. Archer said, "Whoa! Charles Benedict Davenport, the father of eugenics. Seriously, guys? Read a book." Here's another fun fact. John Milton was the last man to know everything. Politics, religion, Shakespeare, Latin, technology. This man legitimately knew everything. The kicker? He died in 1674. That's right. No other person since then has been able to match Milton's brain power. 3.5 centuries later, and humanity has still not produced an heir to the knowledge pursuit throne. Sure, we've had our Newtons and Einsteins, but IQ does not equal knowing everything. In fact, having a high IQ often means a specialization in a certain area of study. The thing that makes Milton so interesting is that he excelled in every area he touched. So the question you have to ask yourself is this: do you want to know everything? Do you want to give Milton's memory a run for its money and become the next person who knows everything? Why the hell would anyone want to know everything, you might ask? It's a legitimate question. This lifestyle is definitely a huge amount of work. If knowing everything is such a hassle and life is fleeting, then
Sample complete. Ready to continue?